USA Radio News with Wendy King.
For only the third time in U.S. history, the House has voted to impeach a president. The majority of the House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Trump. They accuse the president of betraying the country for his own political benefit and obstructing congressional investigations into his actions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I could not be prouder or more inspired than by the moral courage of the House Democrats. We never asked one of them how they were going to vote. We never witnessed vote. Well, you saw the public statements that some of them made. We saw the result when everyone else did.
Meantime, the Trump administration has confirmed they were in touch with House Republicans before the vote. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident. In Oregon, one person is dead and two others were injured after a stabbing at a shopping center in Beaverton, which is just outside Portland. Matt Henderson is with the Beaverton Police Department.
There were multiple people stabbed. Fulton Valley Fire and Rescue and Metro West transported multiple people to the hospital. The suspect in this case then stole a car and drove out of the city of Beaverton. The suspect in this case has been apprehended at this time and is no longer a threat to the public.
The stabbing happened inside a Wells Fargo bank. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A British grocery store chain has announced the recall of Heinz by Nature baby food jars after metal fragments were discovered in a jar. Britain's Food Standards Agency said it appears a single jar of the baby food had been tampered with. The recall affects Heinz by Nature baby food in the 7-plus month range sold at Tesco stores. The same product at other retail locations are not affected. Heinz recommends customers don't feed the affected products to their children. They advise customers to return the products to the Tesco store for a full refund. Included in the recall are jars of cheesy tomato pasta stars, cottage pie, mango curry chicken, sweet and sour chicken, spaghetti bolognese, Sunday chicken dinner, pasta baked with tuna, and winter veggies and lamb. A new study shows that weight loss could dramatically slash a woman's risk of having breast cancer. With the results of the research, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The American Cancer Society says among women who need to lose weight, dropping just under 20 pounds and keeping it off will reduce breast cancer risk by a third. It's long been known that being overweight is linked to the disease, as well as cancers of the colon, uterus, kidneys, and pancreas. Women in the U.S. currently have a 1 in 8 lifetime risk of developing breast cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.